Now listen and answer your questions.
Can I have the task card back, please? Thank you. We've been talking about teachers and schools. I'd like to discuss with you one or two more general questions relating to this. Let's talk about the schools in your country. Do many of them have problems with children behaving badly in lessons?
Well, I don't know much about what happens in schools today, but a few years ago when I was at school, I'd say yes, there was a problem with some students behaving badly. It wasn't in all lessons, but in some lessons a lot of time was wasted with the teacher trying to get everybody to stop talking or sending messages on their mobile phones and start working.
Why do you think some children behave badly in lessons?
That's a good question. I think there are two reasons. Partly, I think it's because some of the children don't have enough respect for the teacher. Perhaps this is something their parents should have taught them. However, I think the main reason is often that the lessons aren't interesting enough. If the students don't respect the teacher, you have to ask why they don't respect him or her. In my experience, the teachers who gave interesting lessons didn't usually have many problems with discipline.
In your country, do you think most pupils find the school subjects interesting?
Well, again, I think there are two points to make here. One is that it depends on the students. For example, some kids find maths fascinating, others find it really boring. The other point, though, is that it can depend on the teacher. A good teacher can make a boring subject interesting, and vice versa. It's up to the teacher to make the pupils interested in the subject.
Have schools in your country changed since you were at school?
I haven't really thought about that. As I said, I don't know much about schools today. I imagine they've changed in some ways. For example, well, when I was at school, quite a lot of students had mobile phones with them all the time, but now I expect almost all of them do. Or perhaps none of them does. I think I heard that mobile phones have been completely banned in some schools. I expect there are more computers now too. At my primary school, there were about 200 children and one computer room with about 10 computers. I'm sure there are more than that now.
Do you think children today are different to children when you were young?
Well, I do know something about this. My sister has twins aged 11. I meet them and their friends quite often, and they seem a bit different to the 11-year-olds I remember. Although they're very similar in many ways, they seem a little bit more confident, and they also seem to know more about the news and current affairs. When I was 11, I don't think I knew much at all about the news, but they seem to know quite a lot, more than I do sometimes.
Thank you very much.